The most common abnormal event of the luteal period in the queen is pyometra. Unlike the dog, the pathogenesis of pyometra is probably not rooted in the luteal phase, but in the multiple exposures to estrogen when the queen is cycling. If the queen has multiple estrocycles and fails to ovulate, these repeated exposures to estrogen probably result in endometrial hyperplasia. And the endometrial hyperplasia then predisposes the queen to pyometra when the luteal phase occurs. Signs of pyometra in the queen include abdominal distension, vaginal discharge, anorexia, weight change, and lethargy. If the queens have corpoluteae on their ovaries, there's usually a leukocytosis with counts up to 50,000 per microliter, whereas those without corpoluteae have a much lower weight count. Abdominal radiographs, or ultrasound, will help in determining if the uterus is enlarged. The most common treatment for pyometra are ovariohysterectomy, prostaglandins, or surgical uterine lavage. Another common problem during the luteal phase is fibroadenomatous mammary hyperplasia. Fibroadenomatous mammary hyperplasia is characterized by the enlargement of the mammary glands resulting from the progesterone phase in young queens. Since this condition is associated with progesterone, the treatment of choice should be to eliminate the progesterone stimulation by ovariohysterectomy.